I want to talk about the first story.
Yeah.
Bless Everybody.
Right.
So that, in 2008, that won the Cohen Award.
Right.
And in the very prestigious journal Plowshares, you described Bless Everybody as, quote, not a story I think I would or could have written as a young man. Could you maybe expand on that idea and talk about how your writing and your themes have evolved through the years?
Yeah. Well, in Bless Everybody, I mean, you know, the character is, you know, he's 68 years old. He's older than I am. He's looking back on his life, and he's still in love with his wife, although they've divorced. You know, the one thing that is solid in his life, the one thing that's an anchor, is this land for him. Flaw, if you will, is that he's a very stubborn man, and what he thinks is often being moral and right and honest could be interpreted as rigidity or intolerance even. And in many ways he has a lesson during this story where he has to give up some of that rigidity for the greater good in his own life. I think it would have been very hard for me to project into that as a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old man, because you're just, you know, you have more hubris at that age, and you're not as willing to take a hard look at yourself and say, you know, there are places where I've made mistakes, there are places where I've been too rigid. I'd like to atone for those, if not to somebody who's not around anymore or anything like that, but at least I'd like to atone for it in myself in some manner. And you know, this particular character, you know, through these dramatic events, has that opportunity, in a sense, to do that. This is what I always tell my students, like, you can't wait around to write something, because the way you would write about it now is very different than how you'll write about it 10 years from now. So you have to seize the day in some way with your own material, and you know, go forward with it. I have three different collections of stories, and each of them represent, I believe, a different phase of my life and a different phase of a person's aging, stages of growth. As for the process of writing them, that has remained the same. For instance, in this story, Bless Everybody, we had some land actually up near the Wyoming border, and we had someone call us on the phone. Our neighbor had referred them, who had some land next to us, and this person said that he and his wife, who was pregnant, and they had a young son with them, they had just been led to our land, which is the opening line of the story. And they came to talk to me, he was very charismatic. He looked to me like a very handsome Garrison Keillor. And I was really taken and charmed by him. Meanwhile, my wife found him to be sort of creepy and suspicious, but I sort of overlooked that and said, sure, you know, stay on the land. Your wife is pregnant, and stay there as long as you want. I mean, we're not using it. We had a little cabin on there. Well, circumstances turned out, he turned out to be a bit of a con man, and he ripped our neighbor off there. I can't remember exactly what happened, but he was what you might describe as a sociopath in his own way. And they left, and I never forgot the incident, but I never was able to write the story until many years later, when I saw a bumper sticker in OHAC, California, which I've seen around a lot now, but I hadn't seen at that time, which was Bless Everybody, No Exceptions. And that got me to thinking about this idea of goodness again, blessing everybody, no exceptions, and how complicated that notion is, and how easy it is to come down on the side of having almost a Pollyanna view and being naive about that, when things underneath the surface are much darker. And of course, as a writer, you're always looking for the darker complications and the complexity of human behavior and motivation. So that's, you know, that bumper sticker was the triggering sort of event or a catalyst or, you know, with the water for the seed. And I think that's how a lot of stories are written. You have some experience that stays with you. Something impresses you about it, like the fact that they stayed on our land, and I was so sure they were good people. But in the end, I felt violated. We felt violated by what had happened there. And as a writer, you live with that until something comes along and activates it and makes it into something that, you know, is just not a anecdote anymore, that, hey, this happened to me with these people who came by and stayed on our land. You turn it into a story in a way. You change it from a situation to a story.